our former topic, yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. the only thing I can think of is time keeps ticking away. Trivia. Time keeps ticking away. I don't know.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so mine was what risk would you not be willing to take? Now, I have to confess, I'm a bit of a homebody. I like to stay close to friends and family and my loved ones, so I'm not really willing to risk traveling far afield if I don't know anybody in the vicinity, or if I'm not really close to anyone that I'm familiar with.
Alright. Mine is, what is a rule you generally disregard a lot?
Sure.
I'm going to say the speed limit.
Oh, Ashley, bad girl.
You should know that.
I only go 10 over, but it's still breaking the law.
Leadfoot Lizzie.
You only go
10.
I only go 10. Well, I try to only go 10 over.
Sometimes it's country roads.
Sometimes I can't. I'm from the country, so we're used to like driving really fast down, like,
yes,
you know, like completely like quiet roads that are just like nobody's on.
Yeah,
like,
word, so.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I moved to the city and everything has a speed limit. It's like, oh. And sometimes I don't fully stop at stop signs. I just kind of roll.
I've never done that.
The four-way ones. It's like if no one's there, you can see that. So just.
Do you slow down?
Yeah, I slow down, but
it's a rolling stop.
It's a rolling. They're stoptional to me.
Stoptional. Oh, very nice.
Stoptional.
I'm sure you can.
I never heard that.
I know. I can't tell that to the police officer. Yeah. And my future husband wants to be a cop.
My dad doesn't stop.
You're the one who's getting
tired of this. You're the one who's getting outside
of hour. Aww.
You can write it in your vows.
Sure.
I'll never give you a ticket. But then I won't bring
you in. Thank you.
Anyone else? No favorite. Just for the, you know.
What one commercial product are you totally annoyed with?
Oh, thank you.
What was your question?
We're doing a second
one. Oh, okay. Did you grab a second one, Shannon?
Yep.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. Can I?
Yep.
Yeah,
go for it, hon.
What museum would you like to visit in the future?
Oh,
okay.
Museum.
It does not seem real or fiction.
Oh.
Cool.
Yeah. I would give anything if the museum in the night at the museum, the first one, was real.
Mm.
I would give anything to go. And
you
be there when all those exhibits were
I have not seen that movie.
What?
Wait, Night at the Museum?
Yeah.
First one?
Yeah.
I've seen all three nights.
I haven't seen any of them.
Nor have I.
Really? Put it on your list.
Watch Night at the Museum.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to make that your guys' movie night. What animal would you like out when it's like, I don't want any more animals out of the box.
I hear you.
No.
That's good. That's good. Well, I mean, we do a second lap.
Awesome.
Yeah. I have an answer for mine.
Awesome.
Oh.
Awesome.
Go, go, go. This one goes in the middle. Mine said, how often do you shower and brush your teeth?
That's a fair question.
Helen wrote all these, so I just said
okay, well, what's the answer?
I do not shower very often. Once every 4 days.
She's very stylish.
Yeah. And I brush my teeth every day, though. Usually twice a day.
Yay!
I missed the shower answer.
Shower like
every
4 days.
4 days?
Sorry, I need to know this.
Oh my gosh.
That's
always a pure
talk.
Yeah.
Me too. Is this like
no,
my hair?
It's for honesty.
No, I don't
want to. Absolutely.
I shower a couple times a week, but then I'm not very physically.
Yeah, like I don't sweat every day. It's not like it's
yeah.
And it's not good for your skin or your hair to shower every day.
That's right. You're so right.
Unless you go for a really long run every day.
Yeah, but I said, like, I don't get sweaty, like, every day. Like,
some people
so
do shower.
Some people do, yeah.
I do.
I probably ate eight times in a 7-day week.
Okay.
Between, like, hockey, baseball, like,
soccer. Who's next?
Who's next?
Yo!
Who's next?
My question is, what annoys you about yourself?
Oh.
And then the next part is your best friend. So I think it's what annoys you about yourself.
And your best
friend.
Yeah.
Your best friend's not in this room, is he? I was going to say.
Well, I can go with my best man, so, you know. What annoys me most about myself, I like to be in control of things. Like, it's a strength. Weakness thing, right? So I like to take leadership and organize and be, you know, kind of spearheading things, but then to step back and be like, I gotta like allow space for others, right? So, best friend, and it annoys me that he's not in the same city as me.
Aww.
He wasn't all of us, so.
Oh, it's too bad.
It'd be great to see him all.
Yeah.
It was not. Hey, Kim. Yeah.
Okay, what family member are you most like? Well, not like my father and my mother. I have 4 sisters.
Wow, that's a lot of siblings.
And I am a twin, so I would have to say my twin sister.
Oh,
I
didn't know that. That's cool.
But they're not buddy.
Cool. Is she the one with the cottage?
Yes.
Okay, mine is, what commercial product are you totally loyal to?
These questions are awesome.
I know.
They're really random.
Well, actually, this is going to sound kind of banal, but I suffer from frequent sinus headaches, and the only thing that helps, I swear, is Advil Sinus.
Awesome.
So I am totally loyal to that product.
I agree.
I cannot live without it. It's in my cupboard all the time.
Yeah. I agree that there's something unique about the Advil cold and sinus compared to other, like, mm-hmm.
This morning I was talking on the radio about all the different how celebrities are doing ads for all these products.
Yeah.
Like, Sprite is fantastic, and they're getting paid for these.
Yes.
But when you're paid for like these ads, there's a rule where you have to put either like sponsored or a partner or like advertisement. Somewhere in the post, and if you don't put it in, you can get fined, like, I think it's like $20,000.
Oh, my word.